Lent Saturday C. First posted February 20th, 2010. Luke 4:1-13-40 days in the wilderness. After Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptizer, Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. Luke 4:1a. Acts 2:4, and was led by the Holy Spirit for 40 days in the wilderness, being tempted by Satan. Jesus ate nothing in the wilderness, and at the end of 40 days of fasting, he was hungry. Satan tempted Jesus, saying that if Jesus was the Son of God, Jesus could command a stone, and it would become bread. Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8:3c, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." Satan showed Jesus a vision of all the kingdoms of earth, for it all had been given to Satan. Satan said that he would give Jesus all their authority and glory if Jesus would worship Satan. Jesus again replied that it was written in the Old Testament scriptures, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Deuteronomy 6:13, 1 John 5:19 RSV. Satan took Jesus to the roof of the temple in Jerusalem and said again that if Jesus was the Son of God, Jesus should jump off the roof, because it is written, "He will give his angel charge of you to guard you." Psalm 91:11, "And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Psalm 91:12. Jesus replied that it says in the Bible, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 6:16. When Satan had ended all his temptations, he withdrew until another more favorable opportunity. Commentary: "Full of the Holy Spirit" is a Christian expression used throughout the book of Acts. Authentic, born-again Christians experience the power of the Holy Spirit working in and through them as they are led and empowered by the Spirit. Jesus promised to send his indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives John 1:31-34, only to his disciples as they trusted and obeyed Jesus. John 14:15-17. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would give them what they were to say at the moment needed. That it was Holy Spirit who would speak through them. Mark 13:11, Luke 12:11-12. Moses was on Mount Sinai Horeb, 40 days receiving the Ten Commandments. Exodus 34:28. Elijah traveled 40 days and nights from the northern kingdom, from Mount Carmel to Mount Sinai, at the southern border of the southern kingdom, in a cake of flour and a container of water, supplied supernaturally by an angel. 1 Kings 1:9-7-8. The Israelites were tested in the wilderness for 40 years of wandering. Numbers 14:26-35. 32:13. Deuteronomy 8:2-9:5. Because they had not obeyed God's command to enter and possess Canaan, the promised land. Jesus was tempted for 40 days of fasting in the wilderness before beginning his public ministry. Satan tempted Jesus in three areas of human vulnerability: loss of the flesh, loss of the eyes, and human pride. Correspondingly, Jesus was hungry. He was tempted to possess the glory and authority of the world, and to demonstrate that he was the Son of God. Satan tempted Adam and Eve in the garden with the same three basic temptations. The forbidden fruit was good for food, a delight to the eyes, and to be desired to make one wise and like God, Genesis 3:5-6. Jesus responded to each temptation with scripture to refute it. To tempt him, Satan even quoted scripture to the Son of God, the living word, the fulfillment, embodiment, and example of God's word, lived in this world, in human flesh. John 1:5-14. Every believer should read the entire Bible, so that the Holy Spirit can recall it to our minds when needed, so that we can escape temptation. If we resist his temptation, Satan will flee from us. James 4:7b. Esau traded his birthright as the firstborn son of a double share in his father's estate for a single meal. Hebrews 12:16-17. Genesis 25:29-34, 27:30-40. Through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ, we have an inheritance in our Heavenly Father's estate, in his eternal kingdom, paradise restored. Let us not give it away for a single meal, or even for all the power and glory in earth. The most important goal in this lifetime is for us to seek first God's kingdom and righteousness. Matthew 6:31-33. 16:26. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?